If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. And to a story now that comes to us from Georgia, where every Sunday a group of 35 students meets at an undisclosed location to study. The students are undocumented and banned from attending some of the most prestigious colleges in the state. Georgia is one of three states that bars undocumented students from attending schools, but NPR's Kathy Lohr reports a group of professors at the University of Georgia has created a fledgling school to provide a place for students to learn.
They call it Freedom University, named after the school set up during the Civil Rights era to teach African Americans in the Deep South. University of Georgia history professor Pam Vogel is one of the volunteer instructors.
And they really do see this as a civil rights struggle. They are being excluded from higher education, and so we went with that as part of that kind of tribute to that prior struggle.
The school came about after Georgia legislators passed a bill to ban undocumented students from attending the top five universities in the state. The law also requires these students to pay out-of-state tuition at other public colleges. Students began protesting on campuses and at the state capitol. But Professor Vogel says students wanted to do more than just protest.
What the undocumented students were saying is, we want to be in a classroom. How you could really help as professors is to offer courses.